From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Nearly 100 companies, two states, and two former U.S. secretaries of state have filed arguments against President Donald Trump's temporary ban on immigration from seven Muslim countries with the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. The new opposition comes after the appeals court rejected the Trump administration's demand to reinstate the travel ban. Meantime, President Trump has not eased his criticism of the judge who issued the order temporarily blocking the travel ban, telling the American people, in his words, if something happens, blame the judge who blocked his ban on immigration from seven Muslim-majority countries. Romania's justice minister said he will publish details of a new bill on the criminal code Monday, a day after Romania's Social Democrat government repealed a contentious cabinet decree that would have shielded many politicians from prosecution for corruption. The 2014 National Anti-Corruption Directorate resulted in convictions of thousands of people, including judges, politicians, prosecutors, and other public officials. A United Nations report cites a 24% spike in conflict-related child casualties in Afghanistan and a 3% rise in total civilian casualties in 2016 compared to the year before. A special envoy to Afghanistan for the UN says the harm to civilians is preventable.
All parties to the conflict must take immediate concrete measures to protect the ordinary Afghan men, women, and children whose lives are being shattered.
The UN says the armed conflict in Afghanistan has claimed the lives of around 25,000 Afghan civilians and injured more than 45,000 since 2009. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.